Hey kids, I'm really fucking irritated with the level of professionalism in the drug dealing business in my town. In my opinion, if you're gonna deal drugs, you should do it in a manner that is quiet and reliable. Especially if you are dealing a substance that is addictive. So, it should not be a choose your own adventure book. I should not have to drive here to for this person to call that person, drive over here to get this from that, blah, 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 fuck you. Okay, here's my money. Give me my drugs. Have a nice day. No, you cannot come in. No, you cannot smoke a bowl of me of the stuff I just bought from you. The fuck? No. Okay, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna go over the Ten Commandments for drug dealers. Number one, never let anyone know how much money you have. Money often breeds jealousy, especially if an associate, partner, or competitor learns that any one individual's income is greater than their own. Number two, never let anyone know what your next move is. If somebody knows what you're going to do, they can counter you or beat you at your own plan. Number three, trust no one. Number four, never use what you sell or never get high on your own supply. Do not get addicted while dealing, it's dangerous. Never give credit. It is a given that when dealing with life and death matters, the stakes are too high. Money flows at too fast a pace for any addicts to handle debts. Allowing credit to others is not a safe bet either. Never sell out your home. Never. Never sell from your house. Don't shit where you eat. Keep family and business separate. If you respect your family, avoid doing anything that may involve them. Number eight, never park your stash on your person. Never ever carry your weight around. Number nine, if you're not being arrested, never be seen communicating with the police. Never ever talk to the police. Okay? If they come to your house, tell them they need to come back with a warrant. Plain and simple. If the police try to talk to you, the first words out of your mouth should be, "I want my lawyer." Number 10, great consignment, grave confinement. If a supplier has enough confidence in a dealer, the supply will give on consignment. In other words, you pay after you sell the supply. However, failure to pay a debt may result in someone suffering. You're gonna end up dead. Those are the Ten Commandments of drug dealing. Excuse me, I'm gonna go get high.